Welcome to the Maverick Podcast, business growth tips and discussions to make you the expert in demand.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Maverick Podcast. I am Luke Tu and today I'm joined by Dave Faulkner.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. How are you doing? You good?
Yeah, not too bad.
How's life coming back into, because we're into autumn now, which is fun. So it means the summertime is officially over and we can ramp back up activity. Out of offices are all cancelled. We're back into full force.
Yeah, people back off from holiday now. So we're noticing more and more emails are replied to, more and more people are active on social platforms. So yeah, this should be the time to really start pushing yourself through social media.
So I brought you in downstairs into the old studio today to talk to you about filling the pipeline, because it's kind of something which I help you with constantly, with, you know, in the marketing side of things, and you also with your team as well, you know, basically generate a lot of leads coming in so we can fill our pipeline, get them through the system.
Yeah.
But it all starts with the pipeline. It starts with feeding into this pipeline and, you know, getting the right leads into it.
Yeah. You got to be careful. You don't get too excited by your current projects, your current sales, because at the end of the day, that dries up. You need something. You need to be planning ahead. You need to make sure that you're scheduling calls, you're doing activities that will benefit you later on. And I think any salesperson should already know that that's a big part of their job. Even in marketing, they know a lot of the time you're fulfilling that. So, this is kind of, I'm guessing, more ways that you can do that rather than the fact you have to do that, because everyone should know that that's something you should do, really.
Yes, it's a process, and then how we can mostly fill that pipeline, because a lot of business owners, what they'll do is they'll start off with all this activity to get people in through the start of it. And then as they go down, they'll go through the nurture process and then they'll go for the sale at the end. But because they're not basically delivering throughout the entire pipeline, they're kind of toothpasting it, where they're having to go through the top or through the bottom. And then as soon as they finished what they've, you know, generated, it's then to the next activity. They're not thinking about, you know, the consistently to come through.
Yeah. You need a structure that goes, okay, we are planning it based, relying on your calendar, really. You need to go, okay, well, what are we pushing this week? What are we pushing next week? What are we pushing the week after? And you need to be thinking of the activity ahead, because everything you've done in the past will be what you're doing at the moment. So it's funny in that sense. You go, okay, well, if I need sales next month, I'm doing a webinar at the end of this month to build into that month. So yeah, it's all about building a process that allows you to follow people up consistently each time, so every week or every month.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people want to just skip the entire process and just go, okay, this is my pipeline. This happens and then I get sale, and then it never works like that.
No, and from our point of view, there's a lot of things that happen automated. So you got your webinars and things like that that happen in the background, but then you also have to be doing stuff yourself to build some awareness, build some traction, get some calls in. And that's what we do. So we rely on a lot of our lead magnets, webinars, things like that.
But yeah, let's list a few that we do. So we've got our webinars that we do every Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have interactive group sessions that happen as well. Yeah. We have our own lead magnets and reports that we send out. And there's also, I'd say the crux of it is through our content.
Yeah, so content. So LinkedIn polls, using value pieces of content such as ebooks or downloads. Lead magnets, webinars. Those sort of things are going to be the best way to generate attention and potential opportunities through social media.
Yeah, the first people coming through the pipeline is everyone who's experienced you in some way or shape or form. It's they've got a value piece, you know, they've got an ebook, or they've learned something about us and they go, okay, what's the next step? And the next step is the next step of the pipeline. But delivering that value enough so people want to take that journey with you, it's the initial, you know,
taste.
It's the initial, yeah, the initial taste of it. So it's the initial webinar, it's the initial lead magnet. It's something which, you know, makes people want to grab onto whatever you're putting out there.
Yeah.
So what would you think would make the best kind of value piece?
Well, we always say, I mean, if you've been on our training, you'll see that we always use see, taste, buy. So you need to see who we are, taste what we offer, and then you'll want to buy from us. So the best sort of lead magnets, or the best things to use for that, is something compelling, something resonates with your audience, something that speaks to them on a level that makes them believe in you, trusting you, and feel like you fix a problem that they have within their business. So that will be a PDF which gives them a few tips on how they can improve an area that they're struggling with. It could be a video, a piece of video training that they feel will develop a problem, like I said, solve a problem again. You got to think the message has to be direct, and it has to resonate with them. So we think, what resonates with people? And you go, okay, well, I could say, look, I can save you time, I can save you money. And we think about things like that as things that resonate. But actually, they don't directly resonate with them, they just generally resonate. And there's a big difference. So we need to focus on what they get from saving that time.
Yeah.
And that becomes the basis of your webinar, your lead magnet, your posts. They all become about a similar message.
When it's always time and money, what happens is people go, well, that's nice, but it doesn't, you know, everyone's saying that to me. Everyone tells me they could save me some more time. Everyone tells me I can save more money if I go with them.
Yeah, there's the three big ones, time, money, and people that think experience sells their service.
Yeah.
It doesn't. So saying, if I had 20 years experience in something, yeah, people might think that they believe in it a little bit more about the fact that they may know what I'm talking about. But if yet they're actually reading that I know what I'm talking about, that's going to be way more powerful than just hoping or believing that maybe I might know more.
Yeah, belief is stronger than experience, because I could go to, if someone told me, oh, I went with this bank and they really did, you know, it also has testimonials.
Yeah.
You know, if I went somewhere and I said, okay, I want this result, I'm looking at the current situation I'm in, I'm looking at the problems I'm facing, and I will tailor myself to that, because I wouldn't just go with a company because they're the most experienced. I would go with a company which best suits me and my issues and my problems.
Absolutely. There's going to be 1,000 companies out there that sell LinkedIn lead generation and things like that. What differentiates them from each other? How could they sell to me or you in a way that makes you go, do you know what? You're better than the company that was before you or is after you. And actually, the only way you do that is without that generalized approach that they will take is actually go, I know your problem and I know how to fix it. And by identifying that problem, they'll already see you as a solution.
And that's what the lead magnet should all be about, really. It's identifying the problems and solving to an extent. Because if you don't have anything valuable in those lead magnets, people are going to go, that's just a brochure, isn't it?
Yeah, they need to come away with a taste, an initial plan of something that will develop them. And I always do this on my calls. I always ensure that I give them something that they walk away and go, okay, this will improve my current strategy.
Yeah.
And then when they find that it's not necessarily enough to get it from start to finish, they'll come back and that's where they want the full package. And that's what a lot of people need to think about. They go, okay, I'm too scared to give away my value. And it's because they think that if they give it all away, they won't ever come back to them for their services.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like that. It just makes them build belief in you, see credibility in you, and come back anyway.
And that's what compels them to take the action, to go forward. Essentially saying, okay, I you just give me some great advice and I actioned it. Like, what's the next step? Or I've been doing this for some time. How can I scale this up? How can I now, you know, I've built my social profile. I'm getting some leads in, but now I want to scale it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's the next steps of that? Because there's always going to be something else when it comes to your business or your service. Like, when you get someone through the door for the initial reason, there's always going to be something else they come to you which you can solve. You know, a lot of the time, your best clients are people who have come to you for pretty much every department in your business, being like, oh, I need help with this, need help with this, need help with this. If you're a coach or a consultant, you've been brought in and you fix one problem with them. When they get another problem, they'll come to you again.
Yeah, exactly. It is about belief, and people need to know that, one, you care about helping them achieve their goals, but you cannot just say, I will help you achieve your goals. You need to understand what their goals are to be able to convince them that you can fix them. Because we all pretend to offer relief to problems. And relief is one thing. So you can offer some slight relief. So yeah, I can help you shape your posts on LinkedIn to get a little bit more engagement. But how about, what's the point in that if you're not going to make any sales off them? So actually, if I say I can make you sales off them, that fixes a problem. Aiding them with the ability to get there but not quite getting there is just a bit of relief, and that's what a lot of people will give you.
It's why we don't focus solely on one aspect of the whole social selling, because you've got the content, you've got the prospect, and you've got the tools. And in lead magnets and all the guides and the things that we create, they all... Or if you put them all together, you would have a great system, and you know, you'd be able to sell on social. But what weaves it through is really a conversation with the team, with Dean, and all, and the rest of the platforms that we put out there. That's what weaves it all together, because you can have all these tools, you can have all of these lead books, and you can have all these lead magnets. But if you don't do anything, they don't work.
Yeah, and I think actually a lot of the issue is up here. So a lot of people will read all this stuff and they'll think that they understand it, but when they try to interpret it, they'll come across, and I'll give you an example, they'll come up with their own message and they'll say, okay, they'll act like they're reaching out to their audience, but their language is so technical that it's like they're talking to themselves. So they've took on board that they need to fix a problem, but by talking so technically about it, people won't understand it or won't see it from that point of view. So sometimes we need to dumb it down. Sometimes we just need a second pair of eyes to go look at what we're saying, see it from the point of view of the customer and say, do you know what, this wouldn't make me buy, but it's on the right lines. And that's usually the case with our customers, is they usually they have something about them. They have the expertise. They kind of know where they want to go, who they want to sell to. But actually translating that into a strategy is a completely different ballgame. And I think webinars, lead magnets, and things like that are a great way to showcase it, because actually a webinar, we're supposed to dumb it down to get as many people to attend as possible. And then if they choose to buy into you, then that's when you give them the depth. That's when you go into detail.
So if we go into detail now, if we say the main question of this podcast is how to fill your pipeline, it will be, the answer is content. The answer is put on a webinar, fill that webinar up and follow up and put out lead magnets, which people, you know, get some value from and get a taste of you, see, taste, buy. So that would be our initial send.
That would be your lead magnet. That would be like, here's a few tips you can generate opportunities using and fill your pipeline. You would, so you could, they'll take that and they'll go, okay, I'll build a webinar. How do I build a webinar? Or they might know how, but they don't get any people register. And it's always that, it's because they're usually missing the same thing. It's like their message isn't direct enough, or they're not targeting the right people, so the message doesn't land.
But if you started with just, hey, if you do this, you will get this. And then they go, okay, that's great. Why do I want that? That's the whole thing in the head, isn't it? It's just, okay, you can see the cracks in your clients' lives that you can fill. But if they can't see the whole picture, if they can't see what all these cracks are doing to the main, you know, product, like it can completely crumble down because they haven't filled in all these cracks.
Yeah.
But because they didn't see them, they just saw the whole picture and it seemed fine. It was stable.
You're absolutely right. And actually, this is our best customers are the ones that are openly admitting that they're in a situation where they're struggling or they're not able to achieve something. So they take that humility and they translate that into effort and a commitment to get the result. Whereas there's a lot of people who sit there and they know they're good at what they do, so they think that that will sell it for them. And they're unwilling to learn the real depths of this and understand that actually the position they're in is not going to work.
Yeah.
So they always think they just need a little bit of help, but actually sometimes they need to just take a full step back and start from the bottom. So you're right, that does hold a lot of people back.
Or they try and make a problem which seems really big in their eyes, but to the client doesn't seem as big as a problem as it goes for us. So it's about it's not embellishing because the problem is there. It's more of a, this needs to be solved and this is a reason why, and making sure the problem is shown as a problem and not just like an embarrassing feature they have. Because they'll go, oh, I wish I had some more leads, but what are you going to do? It's like, but if you don't have any leads, you know, you won't have more people in your pipeline, your revenue could go down, and it would have a whole...
It's the excuses system. It's just people always make excuses and excuses until they run out. And then by that point, they've spent so much money that they're stuck. So sometimes actually identifying it early and going, I know I'm not getting enough leads. I need to fix that area. And then letting someone actually teach you. And I mean, some of our best clients have come in. They've identified that they're struggling in that area. We've literally transformed the way they're outreaching their message, the way they identify their business and who they're targeting. And the transformation in their results speaks for itself. So yeah, I think.
And it's not just with consultants either. If you're selling like a tool or a service, which is a, you know, maybe it's a subscription base or maybe it's a particular product. If you highlight the outcomes and you highlight the, and then you go through the problems, what you can do there is really showcase, you know, this is more than just this solution. It's everything past that solution which you can sell.
Yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, you usually fix one problem, but actually by fixing that problem, the world that opens up for your audience, your customers, by fixing that problem, it's like we get people, career coaches, and they may help you get that promotion, but what you can then focus on is the fact, look, I can say, look, I can get you a promotion. But actually what that gives them in their life is it's an easier lifestyle for them because they get more money. It means they get more respect, more their pride is intact. They get love, their support from their family. Like they get
confidence.
It resonates out way further. And that you can talk about all those points in your content or in your message. But people are just too busy going, oh, no, I want to get them a promotion. That's the only focus. And you're absolutely right.
Because it all ripples out, doesn't it? The annoying thing about life is whenever you solve a problem, down the road is another problem.
Of course it is.
But the problem, one of the main problems can be if you don't even solve that one problem, you're stuck on the track. You're there. So unless you get past that one hurdle, you're not going to see the hurdles in front of you. And you know, as you progress, you can see the goals you want to obtain and it's all down the line. But if you don't pass through these problems, that's it.
Look, people people running a business is hard, obviously. Even working in a big business, any business is going to be hard if you're committed. But at the end of the day, you have to have a bit of humility and learn from other areas. I mean, we do it on a regular basis. Even on LinkedIn, I'll pick up information that teaches me something. And yet I'm the one meant to be teaching other people. But how naive would I be to think I know everything? And yeah. that's what it's all about. And to fill your pipeline, getting back to the main message, and to fill your pipeline is if you're not already doing it, then you're doing something wrong. So if your pipeline isn't filled, you're doing something wrong. So take a step back now and go, okay, well, where in that process may that be going wrong? Speak to someone. We do free consultation, free strategy calls to really identify areas like this for people. You make use of that sort of thing to really kind of help you understand where you need to go going forward.
Yeah, if your pipeline feels slow, it is slow.
Yeah.
And if you want to speed it up, if you want to get more people through your pipeline, you know, download a lead magnet, talk to someone, because at the end of the day, if someone comes to you on a call, seeks your advice, and then you go off and you do it, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's fine. We don't mind that.
No,
it's not like every single person we want to talk to on the phone needs to be a sale, because we're here to grow businesses and to help people down the line.
And they might tell someone else who then does buy from us. And the end goal for us is help as many businesses as we can, business owners too, and then get down the line and know full well that we've managed to achieve that level of success for people. We need to get paid to sustain what we're doing ultimately, but we are the sort of company that is focused on the result of our clients. And I think there's a lot of people out there, especially with the way things have gone, they're just looking to make money, and it's usually those people who really struggle to cement themselves.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, it's because that's what we're in it for, and you can tell us in it for, because people aren't silly. Like if you go out there, provide some advice and some value, and they get something from it, and then they come back to you, you know, that's how it is. But they need something first to latch onto. And I feel like if you're just in it for the money's sake, you won't have that much to latch onto. You'll kind of give it away. You'll sell a course or two, and then from there you'll say, okay, I bought this from someone. They gave me a bunch of tutorial videos without much explanation. What can I go from there?
We see it all the time, people panicking and literally just spam messaging, selling as quick as they can, but actually they're losing opportunities. And if they spend a bit more time to really understand their audience and to build relationships, because that's how we're going these days, it's cold calling. It still works in some areas, but it's definitely going down, the statistics for it. So getting yourself involved with a more relational approach is only going to benefit you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Dave, for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for watching this episode of the Maverick Podcast. If you want to reach out to Dave, just head over to our website and you can book a discovery call on there, and he'll jump on and give you the advice that he's been talking about today. Don't forget to subscribe to us if you enjoyed the content. Like and subscribe and click the notification bell for more podcasts going forward. Thanks again, Dave.
Thank you.
And we will see you next time.